Good day. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today I'm doing starting to do my December wrap up, which is the way I sort of every year sort of look back at what's going on for the year and talk about everything, the ups, the downs, everything that's happened. And 2020 will be certainly one of those months where we will look back everything that's happened, all the adjustments we've all had to make in our respective lives just to be where we are right now. So one of the things I like discussing is, obviously, I want to make sure you guys know that when we talk about activity and, of course, people looking at listings, I've got access to data that, of course, tells me what's going on across the province. But I also want to make sure I share with you important data that you need to know. So for my own personal listings, I just did the numbers today, 378 showings occurred in 2020 for my listings. That's the exact number of showings I've had so far. I'm thinking it's probably going to go over 400. So for me, it's very simple that if I have my, any of my properties being shown at any time by anyone, I am extremely happy. So that is one of the things that I want to make sure you guys are aware of, is that I do keep track of those numbers. And of course, some properties will get, 10 showings a day, and some properties will get 10 showings a month. It just depends on the type of property, where it is, price range, all that kind of stuff. So I want you to know that I am definitely always sort of keeping track of those numbers and sharing those with you, obviously, behind the scenes. And that's all part of everything that I do, including one of the most popular programs I do, which is my top 21 sold stories in your area. So I've made that even easier as well. So now that is called top21.realestatepodcastshow.com, and that'll get you right to the sheet where you just have to enter your area or your address, whatever you're comfortable with, and the stories will happen right after that. And some of them are just amazing. Some of them are not, but it's the ones I like to focus on, of course, are the top stories, the ones that really probably could have made headlines if there weren't other really big headlines going on. I don't think real estate has made a lot of the waves this year that it would, especially during a pandemic. So hopefully this has been informative to you, just letting you in on some of the behind the scenes details that go on in the world of real estate in Toronto and GTA. And I'm hoping that you're joining me for the next chapter, which is the 2021 year. So whether you're making a move from your first time buyers, there's a lot of you out there, and there's some really, really important stuff that you need to get from me about what's going on with the first time buyer incentives. There's some new information you should be reviewing, and I've got that ready for you. And those of you who are looking to make a move up, who've owned a property for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you're looking to make a move now, you'll never get a chance like this again in terms of some of the deals that you're going to see, even within the city, because of the way the condo market has sort of shifted in a different way. There's opportunities right now that you will not find in 5 years. And this is the time to buy those. And especially with some of you sitting on mountains of equity. And I've already talked to one of my top mortgage people about this. And this is one of the smartest things you guys are doing, is those of you who are looking ahead to the future and thinking about where you're going to be in 5 years. Right now is the time to secure that property. I'm happy to keep it rented for you, whatever you need. But now is the time to do it. Use your equity in your property to make that happen. And again, many of you are. And if you're not fully aware of how this works, reach out to me and I'll let you right in. I'll give you the exact stories of people that I've helped do this. Of course, names and addresses withheld, but it gives you some idea of, again, people who know what they're doing because they do this often. And that's who I surround myself with as well. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you've enjoyed this latest episode of realestatepodcastshow.com.